through a period of walking meditation now. I'll give some instructions, actually, very briefly. So, not on the grass, that's what you said? Yeah, not on the grass. So wherever you can, really. Walking meditation, good if it's in a limited area. So you're basically walking back and forth between two points, could be 5 or 10 yards or so. And given what we just did in the meditation, how was that for people? Was that at all helpful? Yeah? So you can do it two ways. Depending on if you want to experiment with what we just did. Okay, so, no, I'll do it the other way around. Normal way, or more traditional way of doing walking, more commonly heard way of doing walking meditation. Stand at one end, and really what I'm paying attention to is the sensations of standing, the sensations of contact in the feet, that feels a certain way, sensations, if I want, in the leg. Just pay attention to standing. It's a raw sensation in the way that we usually think about it. How does that feel? In the feet, the legs, the rest of the body. And then when you're ready, and you can really take your time, you just walk between these two points. But what does the walking feel like in the body? Could just be in the feet, if you want. You can really zero in on one small area, the soles of your feet. Or you can kind of open up the aperture of the lens, the camera lens, and, for instance, work with just your legs, or the whole body, if you want. Or a really wide awareness. So you can include sky and sound and everything really wide, at the center of which one is aware of the sensations shifting in the body. Do you understand? So you have a really wide angle, very focused, or something in between. Yeah? So play with that if you're doing that way. You can also play with how fast you walk. So you might, if you're tired, you might really want to zip up and down. Or anyway, it might work better, faster. Or very slow, what's helpful at that time. And you can walk, you can stop at any time, come back if you need more centering, whatever. When you reach the end of my path, you can stand again, feel the standing, and what does it feel like to turn? What's the sensations in the body of turning? Very, very simple. Stand again, and you repeat. Okay, that's too much talking today. But what we just did in the meditation, I couldn't tell, but it might be that some of you feel, oh, that was actually quite helpful. When we did those lines of energy, it opened something. Did anyone feel? Yeah. Not very many. Okay. Sometimes people, it's a different kind of mindfulness of the body. Do you understand? So if I stub my toe, I feel the sensations. If I put that raisin in my mouth, in the 8-week course, I put that raisin and I'm aware of the sensations of taste, right? So touch, blah, 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 blah. Aware of this as an energy field, it's like, it's a different pitching of the mindfulness of, but it's a different, they're not separate, but it's a different, I'm pitching in at a different frequency, and more as an energy field. Does that make sense? Yeah. So it worked for some of you. If you want to, you can do the walking like that. You stand and you feel the energy field. And stand, maybe you just want to stand there. But maybe you can walk up and down, and what you're sensing is an energy field. So it's just a different way. What happens is it opens up practice in a different way. And it opens up, different ways of practice open up certain doors. Not better or worse, just different. So if you want to, you can do the walking that way, or you can do it in the traditional way. Is that clear enough? Mm-hmm. Yeah? Okay.